Hello?
Yes, hello, sir. How are you? My name is Yvonne, and I'm calling from customer support. How can I help you today, sir?
Customer support. What company?
Charges on your card, tracking numbers for items or products that you haven't received, sir.
Yeah, I got some strange charges that I didn't charge, and it's
okay.
So
I was going to ask you for your zip code, sir, so I can pull your account.
70-70-65.
Okay, hold on just one moment, sir. I'm still here, sir. 7-0. Okay. Just one moment, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Willard. Christopher Willard.
Okay, sir. I'm pulling your account now. Could you verify your mailing address?
4002 St. Elizabeth Drive.
Okay. Let's see. And how can I help you? You said you received.
I had two charges that were related to a major something company,
okay.
And it sounded like a fashion store of sorts. Major Fashions is what it was called, and I never made those purchases.
Okay, let me. Your account is coming up.
Major one was $7 and was $7 and one was $56 something.
Okay.
Or 58.
Yeah, you do have. I see the $56.95, the most recent charge. This was 11/10. And
right.
You're showing
11/5 with $7 and some odd cents.
Okay, so I'm showing four, sir, for that $7.
Yes.
11/4. Okay, so let me take a look here for you. For the $7.95, which you did, it shows a toolbox.
No, that's not what when I called earlier, that's not what it was said. They said, okay, I couldn't get any information before when I tried.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's a toolbox. What kind of toolbox?
You paid $7.95, sir. For shipping and handling, that's what it's showing me that I'm reading, $7.95 for $2, and it was an exclusive offer, so that made it a sweepstake. You entered into a sweepstake, sir, and it offered membership. It offered a $125 voucher every month to you until you cancel your account, where you can go online and apply for.
That's not what I was told when I submitted my information.
Yes,
I was
sir,
told
I know that's the terms and agreements,
but there was
showing,
no, there was nothing. There was nothing that stated in the terms of agreement that appeared.
Okay.
See, you say terms of agreement, but it didn't state that in the advertisement. The advertisement was what said Lowe's. The advertisement said you have won. The advertisement didn't say you are being entered. It didn't say that at all because I went back and read that information.
So
that's why. So how do I get out of this?
I was going to explain to you, sir.
Yes.
On here, the $7.95 that you did on 11/4 was declined, and it also was still declined on 11/4. So there shouldn't have been any charges there. And that shows the $2 again on 11/4. It was approved. For the sweepstakes, I'm just letting you know what's in front of me. It was approved, so since it was approved and you didn't know anything about the shipping and receiving of this toolbox in a sweepstakes contest, you're not going to receive it until they say you have won this. So you, $7.95 was approved for shipping and handling for this toolbox in case you did win. And it was entered. It was a sweepstakes where you received the $125 voucher. You received a welcoming gift. It's called HeroPod apps, where it's exercise safe. That was free through the membership. and you
okay,
would
just, what membership with what though? Membership with what?
For the sweepstakes. The
what sweepstakes though?
It just showing sweepstakes. It didn't say why. I don't know where you signed this or went online or your phone. But the $7.95 that was approved was for the shipping and handling of the toolbox that was placed in a sweepstakes, and it was approved. But it has not been shipped because through the sweepstakes, they have to let you know that you won this toolbox. And
so,
Cardinal,
what you saying? So,
yes,
Cardinal, the money went to me entering into a raffle.
Yes. But you sell the toolboxes. You have a one in so many chance of winning this sweepstakes, sir. So that's what it was. You received that 11-4.
Did I win anything?
Not yet, sir. They haven't called you to inform you. But there was a charge. It says you did this on the 4th. That's like 6 days. After 2 days, I believe, that if you haven't won yet, you have to cancel this account, and they charge you $56.95 from 11-4 to 11-10. That's more than 2 days or 3 days to cancel the account, or you will continue to be billed, sir. So the $56.95 is a valid charge on your account. And what I
want
to do, okay, sir, what I'm going to tell you, what I can do for you,
yes,
since this was a campaign for the toolbox, and what I can do for this, I can offer you 35% of that charge that's on your account, give you a 35% refund back on the account. So you can get something or some of your money back.
How do I cancel my association with you all?
that's what I'm saying, sir. I am for this membership. I will cancel your membership.
Let me tell you what I've done.
I've
gone to my bank. Uh-huh. My bank will not accept that. It was considered fraud. And so bank did not accept it. So that will not go through. And anything associated with you guys have been highlighted in my account. So that won't go through for if you do anything future-wise with my account.
What I'm saying, I'm a customer support
I
agent.
Know.
Okay,
yes,
I'm
yes,
just
yes.
telling you what I'm doing to help you.
Yeah.
Fix the charges here, and we can help you cancel this account. So you already went to your bank and let them know that you're disputing this
fraud.
Case? Okay.
It's fraud.
Okay, sir.
I stated it was fraud because
that is not what
it was stated in front of me. Clearly stated, it said you have won. And I went back and read it. You have won. And now you're telling me, you haven't won, but you're in a sweepstakes.
You're in a sweepstakes, yes. I'm just reading what's it's in
got
front
it,
of me.
Got it. And listen, I got what you're saying, 100%. So,
okay, sir.
So what do I do? What do I do?
I can offer you 50% of the $59.95 charge that's on your account. Off the $56, I can offer you 50%, sir.
Okay, so what I'm trying to do is disassociate myself totally.
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying. I'm just
I'm not going to give you any more information. And if, so at this point, even if they try to charge more to my account, it won't go through.
Okay, sir. So since you did tell me this, what I was going to tell you also, I'm going to go on and cancel your account. I'm going
Thank
to refund
you.
The full amount to you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, if you give me a few moments to do this
yes.
for you.
Yes,
thank
I
you for
it.
Waiting. Uh-huh. Hold on.
Thank you. Because at this point, it's, the bank is shut it down and it's flagged you guys as fraud. So they're going to investigate you and they're going to send information on to whoever does fraud investigation, their criminal side of it. And if they find out it's true, because I'm going to go to, I've written down exactly what I told you, that is not what it said. And I actually did a screenshot of what it said. And I can read it off to you if you like, or send it to you if you got a telephone number. That's not what it said. It didn't say that at all. Because I was concerned. I just say this is strange. Let me follow up on this. And on that very same day, I followed up on it. And it and it just didn't, it just, I couldn't find out anything. When I called you guys continuously on that day, I got just rotational calls, just the same thing. If not today, call tomorrow. If not today, I'm like, this is fraud. So, you know, when I look back, it hadn't charged my account, but obviously it charged my account the next day and I failed to check it. That's my fault. That's my fault. And since it was such a small amount, I probably overlooked it. I didn't pick up on what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in reality, you know, hey, I don't know who these people are. They may be totally legit, but they need to make their state clear. You have won an opportunity to be entered into a sweepstake for a $500 gift. That's it. Not that what they said, you have won.
Okay.
Again, the screenshot is on my phone. And so the bank has got a copy of that, and the bank is going to investigate this further.
Okay,
and if you guys do the reimbursement, fine. That shows your due diligence and you're honest people, and this is a mistake to them. Other than that, you know, from this point, it's going to go to them and then to their fraud unit, and then I don't know where else. Maybe the police, maybe the FBI. I don't know who investigate people online. That's not my deal. But my deal is to follow up on when I get a fraud call from my bank yesterday. No, I didn't do anything.
Okay, sir. I'm taking care of this for you. And oops. Are you still there, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me make sure this is what it's telling me. Okay. Just about done, sir. I can give you a confirmation that the account has been canceled. Okay. Your number. And that's okay. And you're going to, your confirmation number is going to be 262-431, sir.
Okay, thank you.
And 287. You just hold on to that. Hold on just one moment. I'm going to do your refund, full refund, for $56.95. And you're going to receive it. 3 to 5 business days. I'm checking now to see if this is going to follow through for me. So it's showing. Okay, for the $2, and you said you were in a contest, sir. So the $56.95 was declined off your card. You wasn't charged that. But I'm doing your most recent. You're gonna get a refund of the $7.95 that you paid for the shipping and receiving. The $56.95 was declined, so they never took it. But I can refund the $7.95 for you, sir, if that's okay.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Let me make sure I correct this.
I'm going to immediately get some. The bank. That Regions transaction I came through last night.
Okay, sir. And And let me refund your $7.95 for you, sir. Hold on just one moment. Wow.
You're very good at what you do.
I'm refunding your money to you, sir. I just say out of good faith, I'm just giving back.
Sure.
And I'm doing
no
it
doubt.
Now.
Yes, I appreciate y'all.
And the account is closed, so you shouldn't be charged for anything. The $56.95 that was on there was declined, so it should go back to your bank, sir. And, okay, everything's done. Your refund is $7.95. I did put that there. The account has been closed, so you won't be having an additional charge for the following month, sir. So is there anything else I can do for you?
I'd like to know what group this is. I mean, because I never got anything.
I'm a third party. I'm a third party customer supporter. Yeah. I just answer the callback phone for callback and see if we can help you fix your charges.
Well, what's the name of the group? What's the name of the people?
I'm just a customer support agent.
But you don't have a name? You don't have a name of the group that you're working on their behalf?
No, I'm not allowed to give that information, sir. I'm just... here as
I mean, that's
agent
the truth. The truth is what you just said. You're not allowed, and I don't want you to break your oath or
to give
I don't
any
want
information
you to
like that. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'm just being honest with you. So
yeah, I know. Hey, and that's what. Remember, I just said you're very good at what you did. You told me the truth, and I can accept that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You have a nice day, sir. And thank you for calling customer service. Thank
all right.
Bye bye. You're very welcome.